Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Hi, everyone. I'm Vincent Joe.
Hi, I'm Kathy Reed.
And I'm Allison Reed.
Hi, I'm Ashley.
Hi, I'm Grace.
We're from the Haydenettes.
I am Mark Henretti.
Ciao a tutti, siamo Rebecca Ghirardi.
E Filippo Ambrosini.
E vi diamo il benvenuto a
This Week in Skating.
Welcome to This Week in Skating, the weekly podcast bringing you the latest news from the world of figure skating. Here are your hosts, Daphne, Gina, and Matteo.
And we're back. It's just Gina and I, but we did get to catch up with Matteo, fill him in on all the fun we had during the World Championships. He will be back on our next episode, so stay tuned for that.
Yeah, he was a little sleep deprived, so we let him go. He got on right as at our normal recording time. We filled him in on everything that happened at Worlds, and then we were like, go get some sleep. We got this episode.
Yeah, definitely. Speaking of that, we will not have a weekly episode next week. We will be back the following week with another weekly episode where we'll recap the World Team Trophy and anything else that's been going on. And then the following week, we're going to do a season in review episode, and that'll be our final one for season 3. We'll probably do some interviews, maybe, that will start season 4, Gina, can you believe it? Season 4.
Season 4, I know, crazy.
And then we'll return with weekly episodes, maybe in early June.
Yes, we want to ease ourselves into the Olympic season and not feel burnt out. So yes, we may not be doing weekly episodes as early as we have done in the previous seasons, but stay tuned for some interviews in the interim while we take a little break from our weekly episodes, those we plan to do.
Well, moving into our general skating news, Ukrainian former ISU judge Yuri Balkov, you may remember him from the Nagano 1998 Olympics and being suspended for trying to fix the ice dance competition. Well, he has now been excluded from all ISU activities and events for life.
Former figure skating coach Matthew Power has been sentenced to 6 years in prison for sexually assaulting 2 teenage girls he was instructing in the Conception Bay South area, and that's in Canada.
So the entries for the World Team Trophy are now out, and the 6 countries that are going to be competing at World Team Trophy are United States, France, Georgia, Italy, Canada, and Japan. And I'll give you a quick rundown of all of those names. For Team USA, Amber Glenn, Alyssa Liu, Madison Chalk and Evan Bates, Jason Brown, Ilya Malinin, and Elisa Efimova and Misha Mitrofanov. For Team France, Laureen Schild, Leah Serna, Evgenia Loparova, Jeffrey Brousseau, Kevin Amos, Adam Xiaohim Fa, and Kamil Kovalev and Pavel Kovalev. For Team Georgia, Anastasia Gubanova, Diana Davis and Gleb Smolkin, Nika Igadze, and Anastasia Metelkina and Luka Barulova. Plus, they've pulled 2 skaters out of retirement, Alina Urashadze and Maurisi Kvitovalishvili, which you may remember those names. They retired a couple of seasons ago, I feel like. For Team Italy, we've got Lara Nakigutman and Anna Pezzetta, Charlene Guignard and Marco Fabri, Daniel Grassel, Nikolai Memela, and Sarah Conti and Niccolò Machi. For Team Canada, Sarah Maud Dupuy, Madeline Skeezus, Piper Gillis and Paul Poirier, Alexa Rakic, Roman Sadovsky, and Deanna Stellato-Dudek and Maxime Deschamps. And rounding it out, for Team Japan, we have Mone Chiba and Kaori Sakamoto, Utana Yoshida and Masaya Morita, Yuma Kageyama, Shun Sato, and Riku Miura and Ryuichi Kihara.
Well, Skate Canada announced the five competitions that will make up its domestic events calendar for the 2025-2026 season. And those five competitions are the 2025 Skate Canada International, which is in October to early November in Saskatoon, Saskatchewan. 25-26 Skate Canada Challenge in Calgary, Alberta, and that's at the end of November. The 2026 Canadian National Skating Championships is taking place in Quebec at the beginning of January. The 2026 Skate Canada Trophy is February in Dartmouth, Nova Scotia. And then the 2026 Skate Canada Cup is taking place at the end of February, early March in Waterloo, Ontario.
Stars on Ice is adding a second show in Boston on May 25th due to high ticket demand. The shows will be held at the Skating Club of Boston in Norwood, Massachusetts, and Max Naumov will be a guest skater at both shows.
Well, former Team USA ice dancer Alex Benoit, who we had here on the podcast, he was a guest star on NBC's hit drama Chicago Fire last week. This was his first primetime television role, and he played an important part in the episode. Now, I have not seen this episode. I'm going to have to go and check it out, but that's very cool. Alex seems to be doing some amazing things. Just was on Broadway in The Notebook, and then was in a show in Chicago, and so now it's cool to see him on primetime TV.
Yes.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Well, moving on to event results and coverage. Gina is going to break down the amazingness that was the World Synchro Championships that took place in Helsinki, Finland.
Yes. So I did watch quite a bit of the World Synchros this weekend, and I got to hear the commentary from someone we just had on the podcast not too long ago, but that would be Daniel Austrauer of Teams Elite. She provided commentary, and I learned a lot through her coverage. She was explaining things. She did not always say everything was great, which I liked. She really said, you know, this team can improve on this. And she then also mentioned the things she liked about every team. And so if you missed her interview on the podcast with her two world junior skaters, definitely go and check that out. But yeah, I was glad to hear her commentary for the World Synchros. Now, lots of teams had falls in their short program. One team in particular was Les Supremes of Canada. The defending champions had two falls on elements, their synchronized spin element and their move element in the short program. And they were fifth after the short program, about 11 points out of first. The leaders after the short program were the Helsinki Rockettes, who had a 2-point lead over Team Unique, also of Finland. And the Haydenettes of the United States were in third. And going into the free skate, basically the short program results remained the same, which meant a new champion was crowned, and that was the Helsinki Rockettes claimed the world title, their first title since 2011. And this was extra special because they won on home soil. Their smooth criminal free skate has a lot of speed, intricate intersections, and has a creative ending. I may have talked about this ending before. They finished squatting below the boards in front of the judges. Now, however, they were second in the free skate, but they did win the title by a little over a point over Team Unique, and it was 1.08 to be exact. So that's how close it was between those two teams. One of their team captains said the ending pose is their favorite part of the program. My favorite part too. And Robin got a really cool photo where from the side, so you can see the judges and then you can see them all kind of right at the board. So it was really cool. Team Unique claimed the silver medal, returning to the world podium after winning bronze in 2023. And of course, they also won a medal on home soil. Their Chicago free skate was the best free skate of the event. It was sassy. It was sharp. It was fast. Great group lifts. I liked this program this season as well. One of their team captains said they were happy with their free skate and that the weekend was amazing and they were very proud of themselves. Last year's world silver medalist, the Haydenettes out of the Skating Club of Boston in the U.S., took the bronze, their seventh world medal. Now, their Eleanor Rigby had different color skating dresses. I think there's three different colors that the skaters were wearing. It's an emotional, lyrical piece, different from the two free skates from the Finnish teams. I really liked this program. Their free skate was actually fourth in the segment, but they managed to still hold on to the bronze spot by 5 points. One of their team captains, Carmela, said it means everything to be able to continue the trajectory from last year, and the medal holds a special place in our hearts, and we're looking forward to next season. If you listened to our interview last year with Ashley and Grace of the Haydenettes, Ashley is still a member of the Haydenettes, so we want to congratulate Ashley on another world medal. Grace graduated from college, so she has moved on from the Haydenettes, but we knew Ashley was still a part of the team, so we want to say congrats to Ashley on another world medal.
Yes, congratulations, Ashley. Happy for you.
Yes. Now, in the free skate, Lay Supreme did have a much better skate. Their Exogenesis and Human free skate earned a season's best score, which ended up being third in the free skate, and they finished just off the podium in fourth place. Team Nova of Canada was fourth in the short program. They finished for the second straight year in fifth place. The Skyliners of the U.S., and they train out of the Skating Club of New York, they finished in eighth place. Unfortunately, they were a team that had a fall in the short program, so they were in ninth heading into the free skate, but they did manage to move up a spot to finish in eighth place. So that's a recap of the World Synchronized Skating Championships. So synchro has ended for the season as well. I really enjoyed it. I was glad Peacock had the coverage here so I could watch. And again, hearing Danielle's commentary was great. And congrats to the teams that, came home with medals.
Absolutely. And congrats to all the teams on a great season. We've been talking about how this season is coming to a close one event at a time. And even though solo dance is like amping up right now, synchro and the singles, pairs, and dance are winding down. And with World Team Trophy next week, it's definitely, winding down. We will have a link in our show notes for a couple of competitions, including the Providence Open, which is part of the National Solo Dance Series, the Black Sea Ice Cup, and the U.S. Adult Figure Skating Championships. Also, for upcoming events, we have a few competitions that are taking place this week. Triglav Trophy and Narcissa Cup, Helsinki Solo Ice Dance International, Skate Nashville, and Fiesta Skate. Then next week, as I mentioned a minute ago, we have World Team Trophy. And that is the last competition for singles, pairs, and dance for the season.
Wow, season flew by. Well, moving on to online updates, Team USA posted a video on social media about Legacy on Ice. It's like a 4-minute video. It's narrated by Brian Boitano and features interviews with Gracie Gold, Ashley Kane, and Jimmy Ma. It has a lot of behind-the-scenes footage. It shows like Brian and Christy going over their scripts. And I thought it was really a nicely done video. So if you haven't seen that, we'll have the link in our show notes.
So Natalie Blasova and Philip Blass have ended their partnership. Natalie is searching for a new partner while Philip is retiring from competitive skating. And that is not the only partnership announcement that we have. Anna Kesti and Oskari Leidenpoja have ended their partnership as well.
Some of you may have heard that Danny O'Shea was a bit injured at the World Championships. Well, he officially posted about his pre-Worlds injury and also showed that he had surgery. It is on his foot, I believe. And so wishing Danny all of the best of luck and a speedy recovery, because of course, it's a busy season he has to prepare for next year.
Yes, that is for sure. Our featured article is the only article that we have this week, and it's actually a video interview that was posted on Golden Skate. The interview is with Spain's Olivia Smart and Tim Deek, fresh off their bronze medal, small medal win at the World Championships because they finished third in the free dance. So we'll have a link to that. But you know that we like to end every episode by shining a lens on our respective websites and what's going on. Matteo is not here, so I feel like I should tell you that you should check out our special interview episode with Teams Elite. Don't forget to check our merchandise available on our swag page, and you can also join our Patreon for access to ad-free episodes. Over at IDC, I have Anne's recaps from the World Championships. There were a lot of quotes, and Anne wanted to make sure that she put it together in the best way. So those are now available. Gina, what's happening at FSO?
Well, I have World Synchronized Skating photos up on the website along with a recap. And the World Championship photos are just about up. It took a little while. We had a little delay in that, as well as my recap from Worlds. So yes, a lot going on over at FSO.
Yes. And Gina and I mentioned that we're going to be winding things down a little bit with This Week in Skating over the next month and a half to 2 months, just because we're prepping ourselves for the Olympic season and making sure that we're ready to get through the whole thing, because there's a lot that we want to do with interviews and weekly shows and just being able to keep up with everything, plus what's happening at our respective websites. It's a really big year in the figure skating community. The Olympics happens every 4 years. It's always full of lots of energy and a lot to do. So we want to make sure that we're able to bring you coverage from events, as well as continuing to do the work on IDC and FSO. But you can check back in with us in 2 weeks, because we'll return with a weekly episode and a recap of the World Team Trophy. Until next time.
Thanks for tuning in to another episode of This Week in Skating. Remember, you can keep up with us throughout the week by visiting our website at www.thisweekinskating.com. Connect with us on social media for additional updates. You can find us on Twitter at This Week in Skating without the E's, or Facebook, Instagram, and Threads at This Week in Skating. You got a burning question or feedback for Gina, Daphne, or Matteo? Reach out to us via social media or drop us an email at thisweekinskating@gmail.com. And if you're really enjoying the show and want to support us further, consider joining our Patreon community at patreon.com/thisweekinskating. Until next time, have a nice week.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets, like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.